This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A Colorado man was given what is believed to be the longest prison sentence for human trafficking in state history Tuesday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Robert Hawkins will serve 448 years in prison after he was convicted on 18 criminal counts, including five involving human trafficking. The Denver District Attorney's Office says the 44-year-old exploited four women, two female minors, and one adult male between 2018 and 2021. Chief Deputy DA Laura Mullen says the case was a long journey for the victims.
They showed up for trial. They all endured hours of cross-examination and, frankly, accusations that they were liars, that they deserved this, and they walked out of that courtroom with their heads held high.
Hawkins will serve his sentences for each of his three cases consecutively. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says a forensic scientist accused of manipulating data was reported by colleagues but never faced consequences. The investigation into Yvonne Missy Woods found other scientists had raised concerns about her work's integrity twice since 2014. Thousands of cases that Woods worked on could be thrown into question as a result of the investigation. A new law will make it harder for Colorado to move to ranked choice voting. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Governor Jared Polis signed a bill Thursday that makes a number of changes to the state's election system, including one that blocks Colorado from implementing ranked choice voting for state and federal elections unless local governments in a dozen counties decide to do the same thing first. That would probably prevent the state from implementing a big election reform measure that could be on the ballot this November, even if voters approve those changes. But Polis said that if voters do pass the measure, he will push to get it implemented by 2028. Ranked choice voting allows voters to show their preference for multiple candidates in an election. The ballot measure in question also would make big changes to primary elections. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.